Scott against Nazar for Sova property.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning, Dr. Gregory Scott, 83 Park Terrace West, Department of VA, New York, New
York. Thank you. Dr. Brown, PhD.
Dr. Dean Goldstein, also a doctor, George Doctor, for the respondent.
Thank you,
Esquire.
Have a seat.
Thank you, Judge.
Okay, so there was an inspection of the department on December 28th. The inspector found 7 Class A violations, which all have to be repaired within 90 days. The mold on the ceiling of the bathroom has to be abated. The lock and key to the entrance door to the department. Also, chain guard for the door. You don't have a key.
Well, they just gave me a chain guard after 17 years. I opened the door once and it broke off, so I had not originally put that, but while we're talking about it, it'd be nice to have something that costs more than 89 cents and is made of something like tin.
He admitted that the room was put on
okay.
So just take it out.
You have a lock and key at the door
there? I have a lock and key for my apartment, the outside door, which is what this originally had been set up for. They changed the outside building locks in July. For 17 years, I've had actually 4 medical keys for that. They changed it and only gave us 2, and they're the only ones with a special code they can reproduce. We have 3 legal working adults in the apartment, and they refused after 3 certified letters to give us the 3rd key. I cannot duplicate it myself. I'm willing to pay security. They were here just a month and a half ago. One of the other members of the Tenants Association, which I set up, sat here, and you went and you... Actually, they did not do it. You were on vacation or whatever, but the follow-up judge forced them to give the neighbor also a key because they were not giving a second key. They were only given one. It was Caitlin Napolitano. Her live-in partner for 2 years, a firefighter, for 2 years. That's already been settled. And I'm just asking for the same, charge me the security deposit, but give me the 3rd or 4th key.
Did you discuss this?
Oh yeah, many times.
My client has given the petitioner 2 keys for he and his wife. Mm-hmm. According to my client, there's different people coming in and out of Mr. Scott's apartment, different roommates, so to speak. My client doesn't know who they are, and if the gentleman wants to let people into his apartment, God bless him, that's fine. If he wants to bust people into the building, God bless him, that's fine. But we don't want to expose the rest of the building to danger based on the fact that Mr. Scott wants somebody that he chose to reside with him to have a key to the building.
He's entitled to have a roommate.
Yeah, exactly. And I've given notice and everything else.
That's fine. We've given the petitioner 2 keys. We've given him 2 keys.
But he's entitled to a roommate. So
that's fine.
But
we don't know who the roommate is. He's entitled to the roommate. He wants Charles Manson to be his roommate.
Do you want to see the...
We haven't vetted this person. We don't know who it is.
So I have...
No, and you don't have a right to vet.
I have...
But in the last case, I do remember that case.
No, I didn't participate in it, so I have no idea.
Okay, I do remember it. The issue was... what was the Social Security was required?
Exactly.
And I think that was rescinded, but you wanted the name and ID for that person, which I don't think is unreasonable. And once that was provided, my understanding was that the key was provided.
No, it actually was not.
Okay. According to
my client, there's no third occupant there anyway. My client believes there's only Mr. Scott and his wife who are occupying the premises.
Between June and July? He was actually away. During that time, he was subletting the apartment. That's how we identified that he wasn't there and somebody unknown was there at the time. Aside from that, Ms. Napolitano's issue was a different issue, totally different issue than the issue he has currently. Her issue, we weren't actually here in court that day because we told the attorney we have no problem giving the key in the event that they state that he is an occupant of the apartment. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to be unreasonable. The fact that he had 4 or 5 keys before, those were keys that were able to be bootlegged. If he went and he paid a locksmith $50, $100, which they shouldn't do if they have a legal license, he did it anyway. That's how he had. He didn't have any issues before. Aside from all that, the chaos and stuff that he attempts to try to cause, listen, we've owned the building for about 40 years now with no issues from anybody else. Nobody has any other issues in the building. He attempts to just, you know, make it hell for us, and, you know, it is what it is.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. You're saying that there is no...
There is nobody else aside from him and his wife. Even his wife wasn't... He didn't notify us that he even got married, which he's gotten married four or five times.
Your permission.
No, no, I don't. I'm not saying that he needs the permission, but he's had four or five wives till now, which is okay, or girlfriends or whatever it is. And prior to that, he had a roommate. He got the wife, whatever. The key was used for her. There was no issues after that. He said he had a wife. He showed me the documents when I gave out the keys to everybody. There was nobody else in the apartment at the time. I gave two keys. That's it. That's where it ended. I'm not going to give him a spare key so that he can just give it to anybody then. You know, the roommate's going to be for 2 weeks this person.
It'd be exposing my client to liability if somebody that they don't know, that they didn't vet, that they didn't acquiesce to occupy the apartment.
Okay, but as I started to say before, with the ID and payment for the key in the...
For the ID, then they can do some kind of background check or... Mr. Scott chooses to have somebody live with them, that's fine, but we don't have to give them an opportunity. We have to give them a key so that they can have egress into the building whenever they so choose. Based on Mr. Scott's desire to have somebody live with them.
Okay, now I detect something else, though. Yeah, you see? Because clearly, if you have a roommate, the roommate...
For whatever reason,
the roommate has to wait for you to come home to get in. And I think that's an untenable position.
I don't know what my client's motivation is for withholding the key, but he's not even withholding the key. He's given Mr. Scott two keys.
How many rooms are in this apartment?
It's a two-bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. There's a history going back. First of all, I was here June and July. I can prove it. I work right. I don't know why he's saying this.
Who's the third person in the apartment?
So the third person in the apartment is an engineer from France who left in July. First, I got a new roommate after she was there 4 months. She was one of the top engineering students coming over for an internship. Before that, I had a roommate for 2.5 years, Bess Matthews. Before that, an Italian physician doing postdoctoral research at Columbia Presbyterian.
But I'm asking you, who's the roommate that?
So at this point, the roommate left. This is the letter she gave me because she was so freaked out. He has threatened me with physical violence. He's intimidating me and my wife. She finally left. Just hush. I let you speak the whole bloody soliloquy.
Right.
So she left. But my problem is, if I don't have a third key, I cannot get another roommate. And also I have friends coming in, and relatives from California, and I'm stuck now because they come to stay with me for 3 days, and I'm working. My wife is working. We can't let them get in and out.
Visitors are something different. But you don't have a roommate.
So let's say I get a roommate and I give one of the two keys to the roommate. Now my wife and I are stuck in the same position where she is out on the stoop waiting and he's threatening.
I can't speak to a situation, excuse me, that is not presented to you right for this position at this point. You do not have a roommate at this point.
She had to leave because we didn't have a third key.
But there's no issue for me to deal with. You do not have a roommate at this point.
Is that the only way I'm entitled to a third key? As having a third roommate? I'm not allowed to have a roommate for my mother who comes from California for 4 days?
That's a guess.
So that may be the case, but that means I'm not entitled to the third key?
That's at the landlord's discretion.
Your Honor.
So if I get another roommate, and I give the name of the roommate to them, and they
choose. It's not a situation that's right for this position because you do not have a roommate.
Well, of course, because she went away in fear
but
of.
You do not have one.
Okay, I'll get one.
It just scares me that Mr. Scott talks about threats of physical violence. My client just showed me a video when we were outside. I mean, we could show the court, but Mr. Scott wrote me my client, so
threaten their client?
I called him.
I watched it. I heard it.
I have a recording too.
Okay,
I can show. But
you
want to get into this?
Now
that's
a
whole
about
other.
100 Fifth Street.
We're going on the February 2nd.
Okay.
So can
all right,
so
let me
I
finish the violation.
Yeah.
I thought I would deal with the issue, but it's not an issue that is. I can deal with.
That's all right.
Okay, so then plastering and painting of the walls and ceiling in the bathroom, the plastering and painting of the walls and ceiling in the kitchen, plastering and painting on the walls and ceilings in the first room, and plastering and painting of the walls and ceilings in the foyer. So we have 90 days to correct all of these conditions. The access days are the 25th and 26th of January. Between the hours of 9 and 5, the workers should arrive by noon, or you don't have to wait for them after that. If they need additional days, they should schedule those days with you.
Can I ask about that?
Can I finish?
Sure, of course you can.
Thank you. Once I read Mr. Rose's writing.
Okay,
then the department has to be prepared for the work. So with painting, you have to give them a 3-foot perimeter around the room.
Mm-hmm.
And take everything off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can.
Sorry, Mrs. Scott, you want
to? So, again, I've called the police a number of times. I would like him not to come into my apartment. So the painters are fine, but it should not be him. He's
owner?
Threatened me. He's not the owner. He's
well,
the owner's son.
Well, you have to go get an order of protection in criminal court.
Okay.
Okay? I can't do that. That's beyond the jurisdiction.
Okay.
That's the issue I was going to raise on it, but thank you for addressing the issue. That was the last issue I wanted to address.
Okay.
But
so if the work is not completed within 90 days, you have the right to restore the show
right.
Doing the well and show
forth. Does he have the right to force himself in to paint? He's not the owner. His father's the owner.
Okay. If there's an issue between you and, as I said to you before, you have to go to criminal court. In order to stop him from coming into the apartment, you have a criminal case, from what I'm hearing, and get an order of protection. Any other questions?
No, Your Honor.
Can communication always be in writing between us from now on?
I mean, I can't presume what's going to happen, but if Mr. Scott reaches out to my client, we will deal with things as they come around.
Okay,
except for the emergency.
Based on the history, I would think that it's advisable to communicate in writing, except in the case of an emergency.
Exactly.
I think it would be in the best interest of both parties.
So my client is the building. So every agent, so if somebody asks Mr. Scott while they're doing work, like they can't talk, they have to write it down. So
I said it.
Right, Judge. So it's an untenable position.
If he gets an order of protection, then he can't go into the apartment.
We'll deal with that accordingly.
But in order to avoid future problems, I think it would be wise.
I will speak to my client.
Thank you.
That goes without saying, Judge. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay.
So when will I be settled? I don't care about the super talking to me. It's him.
Okay. I've advised him to go to his client. You go to criminal court.
So you're not giving
me... I can't deal with it, sir. It's a criminal matter, and you can resolve it by getting an order of protection.
I understand that, but you just an hour ago, you let somebody else appeal to you for the same thing, only in writing, except for cases of
harassment.
That was a different case, sir. This is an HP case. It was not a harassment case.
So this harassment... Okay.